Is art inspiration or creation? Almost 40 years ago, 18-year-old Eloisa Pinheiro walked past a couple of middle-aged men on her way to the beach at Ipanema. She was tall and tan and young and lovely, and has the song to prove it.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Doce balanço, caminho do mar.
Antonio Carlos Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes have always acknowledged that Miss Pinheiro was the woman they had in mind when they wrote The Girl from Ipanema in 1962. She publicized the song with them. Both men tried to become her lover and then, after being frustrated, were her best men. In 1966, when she married a metallurgical engineer, they told music historians that Eloisa Pinheiro is, quote, both a flower and a siren full of light and grace. But light and grace don't always pay the rent. Miss Pinheiro is now 57. Her husband has lost his job, and her 22-year-old son was born with brain damage and needs special care. She's opened a Girl from Ipanema boutique near the Rio Beach, but the descendants of Antonio Carlos Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes are suing her to stop using that name and pictures she has of herself with the composers, who are both dead. "This store," Miss Pinheiro told the New York Times, "is all I have. I can't afford to lose it." In the 1960s, Miss Pinheiro got to make some fun promotional trips, but she earned no money from the song. This weekend, Ipanema residents are rallying in her behalf. But the case the families make may be more sympathetic than it sounds. Is the art in the sway or the song? Eloisa Pinheiro probably passed a good many cab drivers and office workers each day when she walked to the sea, and all they said was, "Pretty girl, huh?" It took the composers to make the samba of her walk into music. And as unchivalrous as the observation might be, you have to figure that a couple of glandular but gifted middle-aged music makers would have eventually found a muse among the daily parade of young women who sway their way to the Ipanema beach. Eloisa Pinheiro did not own the franchise to being tall and tan and young and lovely. Still, trying to deprive this one person of the right to use that name on a neighborhood store selling string bikinis sounds bitter and petty. They are jealous, Miss Pinheiro says of the families, of the love that Jobim and Vinicius always felt for me. We've seen wire photos of Eloisa Pinheiro surrounded by her supporters. She is almost 60 and still looks as if she could inspire a samba. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me.
When she walks, she's like...